The shuttle dropped the group at the Chancellor's residence in time for the after-morn meal. The Chancellor had expressed his thanks to the visiting singers, and they had just sat at the table when Ani's father, Yene, strode in with a frown on his face. He bowed curtly.
"Excuse me, Chancellor. I need to speak with the singers."
He didn't wait for a response and announced to all in the room,
"We overlooked one thing."
Every conversation in the room ceased, and all paid attention to the man. "What? Only one thing?" Renleray asked. Yene raised an eyebrow and sighed.
"That I know of at the moment, pilot. I'm sure there will be more."
"So, what is it?"
Ani asked, walking over to the buffet table to refill her tea. There was an edge to her voice. Was she simply tired? He was sure she'd slept through the night for the first time since the song of teaching, though he'd barely slept. Too many questions kept creeping in. From Serene's involvement with Nelham and Traitor, to how he was going to map out the location of this third planet they had all come from.
"Sing it again?"
Diani's question interrupted his thoughts. Renleray blinked and stared at Yene. Apparently the commander had said something he'd missed while in thought.
"Sing what again?" he blurted.
"Were you not listening?"
Renleray bowed respectfully.
"My apologies. I did not sleep."
He saw Yene glance at Ani, who shook her head.
"Stop it, Yene. He's concerned about a lot of things right now, and your insinuation is insulting."
Yene sighed.
"Evidently, the coma devices blocked the Song of Teaching from reaching the soldiers. There was an incident in the ship's medical section."
Renleray watched Ani as she rolled her bottom lip between her teeth and gave him a grin.
"Similar to my waking? Attempted escape, ransacked rooms, and even hostages?"
"Oh, Blades."
Renleray clapped a hand to his forehead. Why hadn't they thought of that? What else had he missed? He sat down. Was anyone injured? He thought about the attendant whose arm Ani had broken and the one she had knocked cold, trying to escape the Rikiran recovery room. This time, Yene chuckled.
"They did learn something from the experience with Ani.
The ship's recovery rooms had more than one person who could open the doors. And the standard ship-wide communication system is different from the one at the Awarna Hospital. Plus, because so many of the staff on the ship had bio-teachers with the Northern language, they were able to calm them down faster. And, fortunately, the soldiers have yet to see any of the personnel from other species. They did wake Vice-Chancellor Aknera about 2 hours ago and take him to the ship to talk to them in person. He was able to convince them that they were not being held prisoners by Southern, but he did not tell them they were on an interstellar vehicle. They are more than a little shocked by all that has happened to them. And it's a good thing that Kraline got to Traitor before they had a chance to do the job themselves. Oh, and Dr. Choleray mentioned that one of the soldiers had two coma devices, one of which was non-functional. Both were removed. Everyone is okay, but Choleray thinks it would be best if the singers could sing the Song of Teaching again, to catch them up, as it were."
The singers looked at each other, and Terran stood.
"I don't think that is possible, Yene. I'll check with Chandaron, but they may have to learn it all on their own. Look at Ani and me. We did okay with the alien and stone stuff before the song was sung. They'll adjust too. I can share the informational vids about the stones that I showed my parents, and we could introduce them to the singers. They'll recognize Ani and perhaps even me, so there will be some connection with their reality. As any soldier is trained to do, they are capable of learning from new experiences and adjusting their thinking and behavior."
"Have they been allowed out of the infirmary?" Renleray asked. Yene shook his head.
"Not yet. The ship's captain contacted me just before I left my room and said they were settling down. He has them eating the morn meal with the Vice-Chancellor in the medical conference room while they wait for a decision on when they will be released and how much they will be allowed to see."
"Can we meet with them on the ship?" Jaquir asked. "Mihalis and I haven't been on the Gallant or the Seeker yet."
Mihalis rubbed his hands together and smiled broadly, evidently eager to go up to the Star Traveler as well. Yene shrugged and looked at Ani.
"You've been in their position. What are your thoughts?"
She smiled.
"Let's all go before Ren falls asleep again."
She grabbed Renleray's hand. He laughed and let her drag him from the room.